Politics around gender has been a big part of the year in Parliament. The highlight, of course, for many, a speech from the Australian Prime Minister that was discussed across the world from New York to Belgium and has millions of hits on YouTube. Just a short reminder of some of the things that the Prime Minister said in Parliament that day.
I was also very offended on behalf of the women of Australia when in the course of this carbon pricing campaign, the Leader of the Opposition said, when the housewives of Australia need to do what the housewives of Australia need to understand as they do the ironing. Thank you for that painting of women's roles in modern Australia.
There you go. That's the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. And today she hosted drinks at Kirribilli House for a group of 25 women. But not just any women. Women who write online about issues that affect them and other women. They include bloggers who write about juggling children and work, as well as media websites on working women and their careers. In June, she hosted a similar lunch for a similar group, you might recall. This is recognition, I think, that the female online community is becoming a very powerful arena and reaches over 2.5 million people. Angela Priestley is the editor of Women's Agenda. That's a site for career-minded women. She's just left Kirribilli House after enjoying the drinks and nibbles, and she joins us now. Angela, did the M-word come up today? Was misogyny discussed?
It did. So I've just left and I'm on my way home now, and it was certainly discussed with the Prime Minister, but also definitely amongst these women as well. It's not only a chance to meet and greet the Prime Minister, it's also an opportunity to really sit and meet other women who are working in this space and talk about how that speech affected them and their audiences and just how big the reaction actually was and how many people that actually hit.
What was the tone of the event? Did you feel like you were being schmoozed by the Prime Minister at all?
Yes. I'd have to admit that I did. Just to put it in context a little bit, I received the invite to this event last week, and I mean, it was very mysterious, the invite. It didn't actually mention anything about women. It didn't really put the event in context at all. It basically just said you're invited to Christmas drinks, and at the time I just assumed that it was more of a general media drinks meetup. And it was only asking other fellow journalists if they too received an invite. I thought, oh, this is quite specific. Mm. And then I realised that it was amongst women who write about women's issues. And so we did feel like we were being schmoozed. I think other women would say that, and the Prime Minister is obviously very good in those situations, and she was very charming, and she was actually quite generous with her time in terms of walking around and introducing herself and allowing people to ask questions too.
Did she discuss policy at all? Did she run through things like parental leave or any childcare, or all of these sorts of things that have kind of been in the ether?
She may have across different crowds. I mean, it's not a press conference. That's where it's a bit hard to say what she discussed with other women. She sort of went around and she would spend a few minutes, and it was quite light-hearted, I guess. And women came in and asked what they wanted to ask. Really, there was nothing off limits. It's not like we had to leave our phones or anything at the door either. I mean, it was quite a free and open affair.
And
the other thing I'll say is also about the women who are there. There are bloggers and there are also journalists as well, and they do represent, it's not so much niche publishing necessarily. We're talking about some really large sites with some really huge audiences as well. Mm.
What did you ask her?
I asked her about, we're a site for career-minded women, so I did ask her about some things in her early career, and I mean, she's quite funny. She mentioned Slater and Gordon, that you may have heard that I worked at this particular firm called Slater and Gordon, and she talked about some of her early experiences there, which was good. I also just put the question to her, why is she actually hosting an event like this? I thought that maybe she would come out and say that, this is the power of the women's vote and we recognise that for 2013 and that these issues are really matter to women and we want to reach them, but she was a little bit more, she gave a bit more of a lighter response than that, basically said, we had a similar function back in June and we thought it might be nice to get back together with this group of women and have a chat and celebrate over Christmas drinks.
I think might be nice when coming from a politician usually means might be strategically useful. And yeah. I mean, is that how you and your fellow guests saw it? Did you see this as an attempt? Now, some of the reporting has suggested this is an attempt really to keep gender on the political map as an issue. Is that the way you felt?
I don't know if I saw it in that way. I definitely saw it as strategic, which I guess you could say it is in terms of putting gender on the map. I mean, for the site that I work on, I like to see gender on the map, and I think a lot of these women are happy to be a part of seeing it continue to be on the map in 2013 as well. So, I mean, I think we understand it's certainly strategic. And, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, over the next few months, particularly going into the election campaign, if we perhaps get invited to something similar with Tony Abbott later down the line. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but you'd think that maybe it would be strategically useful for him too.
Well, you've put the pressure on now, Angela. Let me know if you do get an invitation. I'll be interested to compare your notes from that event and from this one. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Angela Priestley, editor of Women's Agenda,